I know a number of colleagues have talked about the RFS. They've talked about trade. I'm going to dive in a little bit more because I know Senator Klobuchar, I think, addressed a piece of the RFS. And we were at the table a couple weeks ago with the president, a roundtable situation. And I appreciate the input that you've been able to give to President Trump. But there is a concern with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt and the small refinery waivers. And I am very, very upset about this action that the administrator has taken that would destroy our demand for biofuels. The moves that he's making will ultimately kill the RFS. The EPA has granted about 25 small refinery hardship waivers. Some of these refineries are neither small nor facing hardships. These waivers, to me, are unacceptable. And last week and again today, you agreed that these waivers, like the one Andeavor received, constitute demand destruction for biofuels. So what will you do specifically to ensure that the EPA is not deliberately circumventing the RFS?
Well, Senator, you know statutorily I don't have any kind of hammer. What I do have is the power of persuasion with the administrator and the president to make sure that they are aware that we are aware, and we had to dig pretty deeply to get the number of gallons that have been waived this year, and with the president and his team, let them understand how the instructions that he was given last fall over maintaining the RVO obligation at 15 billion gallons has essentially been circumvented by the waivers, and that's what it is. We have no legal statutory authority to do anything other than that, other than letting the administration know, as well as the administrator know, that our farmers and our biofuel producers are very concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I do appreciate that and the power of persuasion that we do have. And of course, letting the administration and Administrator Pruitt know how displeased we are in that area, especially when he made the commitment to me specifically to uphold the intent and the letter of the law. And I do believe that he is trying to work his way around that. During our conversation at the White House, the president also offered up support for E15 year-round, which would address refiner concerns over RIN prices while also increasing biofuel demand. And thank you for the role that you've played again in that. I think that will be very important if we can move that forward. Have you spoken with Administrator Pruitt regarding the E15 waiver, the RVP waiver year-round? Have you spoken with him recently, and how is it that we can move ahead with that?
Multiple times. Obviously, the administrator's position was his concern over RIN prices. My words to him is these waivers have been the antidote to RIN prices in what he's already done. Mm-hmm. So that I would encourage him and have actually exhorted him to do the E15 waiver, as I have the administrator, the president. The president will probably make that call, and you heard what his statement was in the meeting in which we attended. Mm-hmm. And I am encouraging the president to go ahead and make good on that commitment to do that, while letting the industry, the petroleum industry, know that the waivers granted have been the essence of any kind of RIN cap, mm-hmm. and an effective RIN cap that they have enjoyed this year already.